Proverbs, Chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion, whosoever provokes him to anger sins against his own life. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest, and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walks in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. A king that sits in the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Diverse weights, and diverse measures, both of them are like abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his acts, whether his work is pure, and whether it is right. The hearing ear, and the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty, open your eyes, and you shall be satisfied with bread. It is nothing, says the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasts. There's gold, and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment who is surety for a stranger, and hold it as a pledge of him for an immoral woman. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice wage war. He that goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, therefore associate not with him who flatters with his lips. Whosoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in utter darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not, I will repay evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save you. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. A man's steps are of the Lord, how can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man to declare something is holy, and afterward to reconsider his vows. A wise king winnows the wicked, and drives the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of the heart. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. Blows of a wound cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart.